This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Should parents be allowed to opt their children out of readings of LGBTQ-themed storybooks? This is the question before the Supreme Court. The case comes from Maryland, where a coalition of parents from Montgomery County contend that requiring their children to participate in instruction that violates their religious beliefs violates their First Amendment rights to freely exercise their religion. Activists have been working for decades to promote gay and lesbian views to young children in the public school system. Some of these materials have the obvious goal of indoctrinating students into this ideology. That is why the Beckett Fund is representing families of Muslim, Jewish, and Christian faiths in this case. Eric Baxter of Beckett explains, cramming down controversial gender ideology on three-year-olds without their parents' permission is an affront to our nation's traditions, parental rights, and basic human decency. He argues the court must make it clear that parents, not the state, should be the ones deciding how and when to introduce their children to sensitive issues about gender and sexuality. This case once again puts the high court in the center of the culture wars. The justices earlier heard oral arguments in a challenge to Tennessee's ban on transgender surgery for minors. Now, critics argue that the Supreme Court should stay out of the culture wars. My response is they would be more than glad to avoid such cases if it weren't for activists trying to inject their gay and transsexual ideologies into grade school classrooms. We can hope and pray the Supreme Court will prevent these attempts to indoctrinate young minds and allow parents to raise their children without such interference. The justices need to bring some common sense back into the public schools of America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.